Welcome to each of you to the Daily Inspiration. Again, for an inspiration today from the Word of God, again, I would like to continue in Galatians 5 with the fruits of the Spirit. Sunday, we looked at love. Yesterday, we looked at the fruit of joy. And today, I would like to take a look at the fruit of peace. For our first scripture today, I would like to turn and look at John 14, verse 27. It says here, John 14, 27, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." And as we consider peace, peace in our heart, and we consider what Jesus says he leaves his peace, he will leave with us. And he will give it to us. Then he says an interesting thing here. He says, "Not as the world give I unto you." And so the peace that comes from the Lord Jesus is a different peace. I believe there's false peace that the world can give, and many people trust in things, the things of this world, and they have peace in the things of this world and are not trusting in the Lord Jesus. So the true peace that only comes from the Lord Jesus is a different peace than when we are trusting in the Word of God and in the Lord and not in the things that the world has to offer. Philippians 4, verse 6 and 7 says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." That is the only place that there is peace, in Christ Jesus. When we can come to the Lord Jesus and make our requests known to him, and then we can have peace. We can rest in knowing that he hears us. And if we are waiting upon the Lord and trusting in him. In Isaiah 26, verse 3, it says, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee." And so we can have that true peace, the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, if we keep our hearts and minds stayed upon him, the Lord Jesus, and put our trust in him completely. Psalm 119, verse 165 says, "Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them." And I think of this scripture. This is just a beautiful scripture. It says, "Great peace have they which love the law of the Lord, and nothing shall offend them." In today's society, we see many people that get easily offended. And Psalm 119, verse 165 says, "If we love the law of the Lord, we will have great peace and nothing shall offend us. That is just a beautiful verse. And it encourages my heart to know that when we love the law of God, things may come our way, but nothing will offend us. And it's an encouragement to my heart. In John 16, verse 33, Jesus says, "These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." So Jesus says, he spoke these things, all the things that Jesus spoke to us, that we might have peace and that we might rest and that we might trust in him. Because in the world, we're going to have tribulations. But to trust in the Lord, because he has overcome the world. Then I would like to leave you with one more scripture here in Romans. Romans 15, verse 13. Says, Romans 15, verse 13 says, "Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost." Paul's writing here that the God of hope would fill us with all joy and peace in believing that we may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Spirit, our source of hope. You know, that is where we get our hope, through the Holy Ghost, and that is where we get peace. That is where joy is at. Through the Holy Spirit working in our hearts and lives. And so today I would just like to encourage you with the true peace of God flowing in your hearts. If that peace, if you love the law of the Lord Jesus, it says, "You shall have great peace, and nothing shall offend you." And so, I will leave you with those scriptures. May the Lord bless your day.